I'm Eric Thiel. We've got another live session for you today. And joining me in the JPR studios, singer-songwriter Jonah Tolchin. Jonah, welcome to JPR. Thanks for being here, man.
Grateful to be here, man. Thanks for having us.
And you are not solo. You have brought in a friend. Who's with you today?
This is my good friend Danny Roman here on the Resonator guitar.
Welcome, Danny. Jonah's new album is called Clover Lane. That is out on Yep Rock Records. You are originally from New Jersey, but you call Rhode Island home now, right?
Oh, man.
Or the road home?
You know, we've moved around so much. We were just living a couple years ago in Olympia, Washington, not too far from here, and we've been trying to find our place on earth, and we just bought some land actually in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. So we're really excited about that, and that's where what we call home now.
You had spent some time, though, in Rhode Island, the Rhode Island music scene. I was looking that the entire state is less than half the size of our county here, which is, so the music scene has to be tight.
It really is. Like, all of my friends are based in Rhode Island, and, you know, the way it kind of works is if you know one person, then you almost know everybody in the whole state, you know. And it was a really good way because, you know, a lot of this business is really networking and relationships. So it really helped to have that tight-knit community when I was starting out.
I was reading that your path to music was not straightforward. There was some troubled past, and music was kind of your way out of that, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, I grew up in New Jersey, and for a while I went to a private school, right? And I was really nurtured. I was growing up with a learning disability, and so for a while I thought, you know, that I was basically not smart and a stupid kid, you know. And I was taking all these medications, and, you know, I'm mentioning this for anyone out there who's listening who has a learning disability, because it's really something that's a sensitive issue for me, and I think it's really important to find your voice and to maybe break free of that and realize that it can actually become a superpower for you rather than a disability. And so I'm now just starting to realize that, and music became my way out of myself to really express myself and to come into this world with my voice. And
Well, the music's been going really well. Have you been able to reconcile all of the past?
Absolutely, man. I mean, it's I wouldn't say I haven't been able to reconcile all of it, but I think that it's just a matter of being able to open myself to that, and to open myself to all of the past suffering and the past joy and everything, you know, rather than keep all this dust under the carpet, you know, just at least recognize that it's there. And I'm that's the process I'm going through right now, is this sort of self-observation process and understanding, like, what is my purpose here? Why am I here? And also try to see reality for what it is, not just be positive all the time, but if there's suffering, if there's negativity, like, that's a part of life too, and that's okay. So seeing both sides of it and just really trying to be present.
Jonah Tolchin is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The album is called Clover Lane. You can get information on the record and on Jonah at his website, jonatolchin.com. What do you want to play for us today?
I'd like to start out with a song called Awakening, and I figured it would be a fitting song. We're just starting to wake up here in the morning, and the fog has been rolling in and rolling out, and this song's called Awakening, and it's about rolling the fog in and out of your own mind. I was running from myself, I was hiding from the light. Now I'm feeling wide awake, and the colors are so bright. And now I'm free from my mind. Awakening,
to the feeling in my heart, to the river, to the wind, to the open sky. Awakening to the earth under my feet, to the dirt beneath the street, to the sun on your skin. And now I know what life is for. Awakening. And there's a prison in your head, where you lock away the key, so you don't have to look inside. Oh, but you're swimming upstream, so let it go and let it flow. Awakening to the feeling in my heart, to the river, to the wind, to the open sky. Awakening to the earth under my feet, to the dirt beneath the street, to the sun on your skin. And now I know what life is for. Awakening.
That is Jonah Tolchin live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release is called Clover Lane, that one out on Yep Rock Records. Jonah, let's talk about your style a little bit, because in all honesty, it does not sound very Jersey. You've got a parent that has a pretty incredible connection to music.
Yeah, you know, my mom, well, you know, both my parents really do have a connection to music. My father lived in the Mississippi Delta, and ran a record store there. So I kind of was given all that energy growing up as a kid for that kind of music, you know. And my mom was actually a storyteller growing up. And so so when I was growing up, that's how she put food on the table, was through a nonprofit called Storytelling Arts for like 40 years. So that there's a lot of music in there too.
Wow. I mean, I would imagine that your dad has heard everything, and that just through osmosis, you probably heard all sorts of stuff hanging out in the shop, listening to whatever was on, you know, on the record player at the time, right?
Yeah, you know, I definitely was very lucky to have a father who was into that kind of music, and you know, Danny as well. Danny had a father who's really into the blues, so both of us, when we connected in high school, were like, whoa, like two you know, kids the same age who actually like blues music, like what's going on here?
Yeah, when you were a younger kid, were you listening to the traditional, you know, pop stuff that was on the radio, or did already have an affinity for the kind of stuff that, you know, your dad was playing at the shop and the blues?
Man, you know, I think I really disliked a lot of the stuff growing up as a kid, mostly because of cultural stigma. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, like, what was cool to listen to? You know, like, there's a lot of that in our generation, you know, and...
You have to listen to Springsteen if you're from Jersey?
Well, you know, man, like, the first... It's funny. I'll share an I don't know if it's embarrassing, but like the first record that I ever bought was like Will Smith, like Big Willie style. And I hope that the last song you heard, you could hear the influence in there. But yeah, you know, like growing up listening to a lot of hip hop music, like a lot of that kind of stuff. And it wasn't really until I was maybe 15 that I really started getting into this kind of music and actually started playing like on the guitar. I was like, wow, like this kind of music, these people are channeling this emotion, you know. Anyone who plays blues music is channeling an emotion, a creative energy that's almost been pent up in some kind of way, and I definitely had a lot of that, so it was my outlet at that time. So that's kind of when I started discovering it, was like when you actually do it yourself, you know.
And I'm glad you brought up the guitar, because for quite a while you were a guitar player.
That's right.
It wasn't until a little bit later on that you started singing. What prompted that?
Man, that's a really good question. I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was just this need to express myself, and I really started to want to sing songs. I was really scared to sing. You know, growing up, there was a lot of singing opportunities around. Like my school had something called like sing along or something like that, and I would always like pretend to sing and like just mouth the words and like be really shy about it. And then I started realizing, well, I have like so much energy to give to myself and to the maybe the community that I was around, and I just felt like I needed to do it. Like I don't know how to, I didn't want to do it. I just had to. Yeah. I don't know how else to put it.
Was there a particular style or particular artists that you were trying to, you know, maybe not emulate, so to speak, but at
totally.
first, a lot of singers sound like other singers until they find their own voice.
Absolutely. Yeah, you totally hit the nail on the head. I was I think the first song I ever like sung and recorded was I Need Your Love So Bad, like the Fleetwood Mac version emulating Peter Green's voice. And then I started getting more into like Bob Dylan and those guys, and for a while I think I had like so many people who play at the beginning started doing like the Bob Dylan voice thing, like, and it took me a while. Like I kept going up to my friends and be like, I think I found my voice, and it's like, no. Like you sound like Leonard Cohen or like whatever it is, you know. And it wasn't until I just kept playing and kept like shedding away like the layers that I just start being more myself and just start singing and not like trying to filter it, you know.
Jonah Tolchin is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release is called Clover Lane. Information on Jonah at jonatolchin.com. Will you play us another?
Absolutely, man.
What's next?
Let me think. Let's play something from Clover Lane. We're going to play Atlantic Winds for you. Standing at the station, I can see my breath. Eastbound mama, I can't stand the west. And I hear that whistle calling me back home. And it's down that road, mama, down that road I go. Atlantic winds are calling me all the way back home. And
I can't wait to lay my head in your sweet arms again. Many a mile and night has passed by since I had a bear, and I hear that whistle calling me back home. And it's down that road, mama, down that road I go. Atlantic winds are calling me all the way back home. Take it down. Like the setting sun, I'll be on my way. Winter chill bites like a knife, makes me feel something. And I hear that whistle calling me back home. And it's down that road, mama, down that road I go. Atlantic winds are calling me all the way back
home. That is Jonah Tolchin live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The album's called Clover Lane. It is out on Yep Rock Records. Information at jonatolchin.com. Danny Roman with him on guitar. Jonah, you have talked about how this album, Clover Lane, wasn't just a few years in the making, but you've actually talked about how it was sort of a lifetime in the making, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think whether artists admit it or not, I think almost every record they make is kind of a lifetime in the making, you know. It's just kind of every influence that anyone's ever had up to now, here and now, you know, when you go in to record, like, you've been affected by everything, you know what I mean? And so for me personally, I definitely recognize that. And a lot of these songs, I think, were really brewing for a while, and some of them were actually written a while before the recording process, like when I was maybe 15 or something like that, when it's just starting to play. And so it's definitely like everything up to when I went in to record, like that was my life till then, you know.
For folks that don't open up CDs and read through the credits, yeah, some of the names that are on your album might not be household names, but
right,
the band that is on your record is absolutely incredible. How does a guy go into a studio and assemble the kind of talent that you were able to assemble to record Clover Lane?
Man.
And who's on the record?
Oh, man. Well, that's a really interesting question. I think the universe kind of helped to put that one together, to be honest. But so the drummer is this guy named Evan Hutchings. He's a like Nashville guy. Michael Rinn's on bass. Let me think. I was playing, you know, guitar and harmonica and some other stuff, and the producer Marvin was playing all sorts of instruments, and a really close friend of mine, Lucas Hamron, was on the record. And then we had all sorts of special guests. So on the harmonica on a few songs, we had Mickey Raphael from Willie Nelson's band, and Steve Berlin from Los Lobos played on a track. And then a friend of mine, John McCauley, from a band called Deer Tick, from the whole Rhode Island scene. And let me think, who else? Man, there was just so many folks. Eamon McLaughlin played the fiddle, and you know, everyone who was involved with the record really put their heart into it. And there's so many like little crazy stories about how how each thing happened.
Well, speaking of crazy stories, before we run out of time today, tell me the story behind the name Clover Lane, because it's a bit of a crazy story.
Man, I'll give it my best. So let me think where to start. Well, we were actually touring from Olympia, Washington, you know, right near here in the Pacific Northwest, and we were touring down. It was my first time playing in L.A., a little club called Room 5, and a friend of mine, Alex Wright, invited out producer Marvin Etzioni, and I'd never met Marvin before. I didn't know who he was, and was just really taken with meeting him. Like, we sat down at this table, and there was, like, this fire that built, and we ended up, saying, okay, let's make the record together, let's do it. And I had already booked everything. Like, the band was booked, the studio was booked. He came, like, into the process, like, 2 months before we actually went into the studio. So it was, like, really, like that. So anyways, we recorded the record, all this stuff happened. We mastered the record. Then I find out way later that it was through this woman named Anna Sarage, who used to be Roy Orbison's personal manager and like a chef for Mick Jagger, and like lived in a cave for like a hundred years. I don't know, like this crazy amazing woman, actually introduced Alex to Marvin. So if it wasn't for this woman, I would have never met Marvin. In other words, so through the transient postulate for you math folks out there. And so I met this woman, Anna, at a house party, and we're just talking. She's like, oh, where are you from? It's like, from New Jersey. She said, oh, I lived in New Jersey for a little while. And we found out, okay, we lived in the same town, Princeton, New Jersey. It's like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, we're 3,000 miles away, like opposite coasts right now. And then we found out that she lived on the same street in Princeton, New Jersey, Clover Lane. And then not only that, but she lived in the same house that I grew up in. And not only that, but my parents actually bought the house from her. And so this woman had all of her energy in that house before I was even, you know, before we met. And so I literally grew up with that energy being around. And
did your parents know anything about that connection?
No.
Or had they just worked with a real estate broker?
They just worked with a real estate broker. And it's funny because I actually remember, like, I went to visit the house and there was like gold records on the wall because her husband worked for Columbia and stuff. So, and I remember seeing those. I was like six or something like that. But I remember like, well, that's, I never seen that before. And it all came back to me. But like my parents had no idea. This was totally like, yeah. And the chances of that happening, if you think about all the houses in the United States and all the people in the United States are way less than actually winning the lottery, if you think about it. So it was a really kind of important experience for me to have.
It's a great story behind a great album.
Oh, thank you.
And I understand that due to the inherent lag time of getting signed to a label and graphic design work and promotion work and all that, you've already got another album kind of ready, right?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, we're working on it right now.
Because this is still new to us.
Yeah, I know. See, this is the hard part, you know, this is the hard part about being an artist and working in the business is that there's sort of like, there is a lag time that happens. Like, labels have a difficult time working in real time with artists' inspiration, and I'm so grateful to Yep Rock. And it's not like a rip on Yep Rock. It's just the way it goes with every label and every artist like ever, pretty much. And so we've been working on this new record, and we're actually going in. The first song we played was from the new record, Awakening, and we're going in on February 1st, and we're going to be recording some more songs, and a drummer named Santa Davis, who was the guy who played on Bob Marley's last record, is going to be coming in and playing on a song or two. And we're really excited about it.
Well, Jonah, thanks for coming in today, man.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a pleasure. Danny,
I'm
you as well.
Grateful.
Jonah Tolchin is my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The album is called Clover Lane. Of course, that great story about how that title came to be. One more tune. What do you want to play?
We'll take you out with a song from the new record called Timeless River. And I just want to say thank you again for having us in the studio, and thanks to Jefferson Public Radio, and thanks for everyone for listening out there. We're very grateful. We do this for you guys, so thank you.
River of 1,000 eyes, river of 1,000 voices, looking down into the river where I died and left behind 1,000 choices. You have to sin to begin again. You have to drown to be reborn. Like a child, you've been set free. Like a child, you'll fall again. Timeless river rolling nowhere. Timeless river stealing your fear. Timeless river. Timeless river. Timeless river set me free. Listen to that river sing. Listen to that river flowing. The jailbird wakes and spreads its wings. Inside my heart, the chains are broken. Timeless river rolling nowhere. Timeless river stealing your fear. Timeless river. Timeless river. Timeless river set me free. Judgment and desire have perished like the funeral pyre. All my anger, all my pain have vanished with the morning rain. Timeless river rolling nowhere. Timeless river stealing your fear. Timeless river. Timeless river. Timeless river. Set me free.
That is Jonah Tolchin live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The album is called Clover Lane. Information at jonatolchin.com. Jonah, Danny, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks very much.